Live and direct syndicated.
Life is aiming, and you'll be guided by edutainment.
So there's this concept that we put together called edutainment. So edutainment is this combination between entertainment and education. So we want to make education entertainment.
The rapper of life is aiming, and you'll be guided by edutainment.
Back to another rendition of the Edutain Me show. So today we have a very special guest. We'll talk about the guest. I want to first of all welcome the wonderful host, Dr. Mark Voss.
Hello, man.
How is that new published in the last couple of weeks? We've been, you know, listening with this incredible project you've been doing with regards to your book. But let's do a little shameless promo. Because I had a chance to read it this past weekend, and it was really wonderful to read. How's the progress going? What feedback?
I don't get a lot of feedback. It is it's an academic publishing deal, but it's good. So I really don't have a lot to report on that project.
Well, the person that we have on the show today does have a lot to report on, simply because this is an individual who talks to me and her featured on CBS, CNN, and many other major outlets. Most importantly, though, she's a person that we have the pleasure and privilege to have on the show because of the wonderful services she's done for this country. As a master sergeant in the United States Air Force, she has helped ensure that all of us have freedom and liberty, and we are so blessed to have her, especially the week right after Memorial Day weekend. So before we get into it, I want to welcome Eldonna Fernandez. I thank you for her. And Master Sergeant Fernandez, thank you for taking time to be on our show. How are you today?
I am awesome. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. It's great to be here.
So, Master Sergeant Fernandez, you know, we were watching in the studio. Number one expert in negotiation is here live on the air with us, and we're so humbled and grateful for that opportunity. But what I really want to know is someone of your stature who, of course, does a lot of traveling and teaching and speaking, what are the biggest questions and the most common questions that people have that you kind of answer a lot like a broken record? What are the top questions that people do ask you with regards to the art of negotiation?
Well, I get a lot of questions from people who are actually maybe fearful to negotiate, and they want to know how they can build their confidence in negotiation, or maybe what some of the top strategies to use in negotiation are, whether it's for a job or a business or even your personal day-to-day life. So those are some of the primary things that people ask me about.
Interesting. So what are the main things that they ask for their personal life versus what are the things they ask for business life? What's the contrast in between those two aspects?
You know, it seems like it would be a contrast, but it's really not, because the strategies that I teach apply not only to personal life, but professional life as well. Like, for instance, one of the primary foundational principles that I talk about is how to build relationships first. That's working. Especially if you're in a relationship with somebody, you need to, if you're having problems in your relationship, or even if you're not, you need to know how to continue to build that relationship to stay connected. The same is true for business or employment. You need to build relationships with people you're doing business with to generate that know, like, and trust factor, so you'll have the trust behind you, but also working relationship.
It's so interesting that you bring that up. I think there are some correlations between negotiating with a Fortune 500 company and negotiating with the person you're in a relationship with. I certainly know that's true in my personal life. And I know a lot of people listening probably see me. So, Master Sergeant Fernandez, I'll read your book, reread your book last week, and I want to touch base on one of the principles that really struck home with me, and I wanted you to follow a little bit, if you will, on the air with us. My favorite law or rule, whatever people call it, from the book, is you can't negotiate with crazy. Now, I've been somebody, Master Sergeant Fernandez, all my life, I be more aware about who crazy is, so I stopped negotiating with them all the time.
Oftentimes, and that is a lot of people's favorite strategy, just the way you can't get crazy. Now, when I get crazy, I'm not referring to people who are mentally incapacitated or under drugs or alcohol or something like that. Contracts with those type of people are blaming about crazy. When I'm referring to crazy, it's that person who, well, two types of crazy. They're crazy if somebody is in a state of mind where they're either angry about something and they're attempting to walk away, put down, back to it later. Now, the other side of crazy is that kind of crazy where maybe the person themselves is not crazy, but their behavior or their values or their beliefs do not align with yours, and they go off the deep end with their thought processes or what they're presenting or proposal or whatever. You have to analyze, okay, what kind of work, and you have to pay attention up front in the relationship building process and listen intently to the strategies to listening the relationship building process. You don't have time to listen to the crazy. If you listen up front and you take time to analyze people, you can have an idea of like whether this is or is not a good person to be involved in with business, with relationship, with life.
Right. So the question is, what if you're in a relationship with someone crazy? How do you negotiate then, Aldana?
Yes, run away. Who has been in relationships with people who were, crazy in a sense. I did not pay attention to that, and I thought the process of, this is business relations, as far as our business ideas and things that we did, hobbies, and and brush it off the first time. But there's a saying that says when people show you who they really believe them, you need to know who they are and then take off, run, go
right.
The other direction, because there's nothing you can do to change another person.
That's a very valid point. A question I have for you is, how did you get into exploring the art of negotiation? Did your material career have something to do with how you wrote your book at the end of the day? And can you actually tell us the title of your book so that our listeners can know you and where they can find your work?
Well, the title of my book is just like my website, Think Like a Negotiator. It's all about thinking like a negotiator, putting on that mindset. You have to think like a negotiator in order to be a good negotiator. And yes, my career had a lot to do with it. I came into the military, actually, I came in to go into computer programming, which when I came in was considered an administrative career field. We won't say how long ago that was, but they said, well, that's not available. Why don't you go to basic training, and people know there was slim to no chance that job was going to be there. I show up, they give me this list. The job that I want's not on there. I'm like, what the heck do I do? And I see this one job that has a really high score, and these other jobs that have a really low score. And the job is taking a specialist without connection. That's how it all started for me. But
I think we're opening up a lot, and so I think for